This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The federal government's top health official said that he is deeply alarmed by a recent drop in the number of Montana children covered by the low-income health care coverage program, Medicaid. The Biden administration urged the Montana State Health Department to do more to ensure that eligible youth keep their health insurance as it conducts its first review of Medicaid rolls since states were prohibited from removing participants during the COVID-19 pandemic. In a letter dated December 18th, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra told Montana Republican Governor Greg Gianforte that Montana was among nine states with the highest rates of childhood Medicaid disenrollment between March and September, the first several months of the redetermination process. Montana's youth caseload shrank by 18% during that time period, Becerra wrote, a reduction of 24,175 Montana kids. Secretary Becerra wrote, because all children deserve to have access to comprehensive health coverage, I urge you to ensure that no child in your state who still meets eligibility criteria for Medicaid or for the Children's Health Insurance Program, which in Montana is Healthy Montana Kids, loses their health coverage due to red tape or other avoidable reasons, Becerra said. Montana's Republican governor and the Republican supermajority in the legislature have celebrated removing people from health care coverage under Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP. Most of the 112,453 Montanans who lost Medicaid coverage since April, nearly 64%, were removed from the program for not providing the state health department with requested paperwork, but some received paperwork requests for information with very short deadlines. Just over 30% were dropped from coverage because the Republican-led state health department ruled that they were no longer eligible for coverage, perhaps because of a change in income, household composition, or other factors. People who were dropped from coverage with no change in their income or eligibility have found it difficult, if not impossible, to re-enroll, another criticism of Gianforte and the Republican-led Montana Department of Health and Human Services. Montana Amtrak has received $15 million to upgrade its rail infrastructure. The news out of Malta, Montana, bodes well for Amtrak's rail infrastructure in and around Malta along the Empire Builder route that will soon see upgrades thanks to the $14.9 million newly secured for the project from the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. Montana Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester secured the money for Montana Amtrak through his bipartisan act Thursday, December 7th. The federal-state partnership will administer funding for the purpose of upgrading rail infrastructure in and around Malta. In a press release announcing the millions of dollars in funding, Senator Tester said, specifically, the funding will help with final design and construction of various track, bridge, signal, and other rail infrastructure improvements on Burlington Northern Santa Fe tracks near Malta. The improved infrastructure will eliminate bottlenecks in the area that have previously caused delays and operational conflicts for freight and passenger trains. Senator Tester worked with five Republicans and four Democrats to negotiate the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. Did you know the huge Christmas tree displayed at Rockefeller Center in New York each year becomes milled lumber after the holiday, and the lumber is used to build a Habitat for Humanity home? The practice began in 2007. The lumber milled from the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree is branded with stamps from multiple years commemorating the annual tree lighting ceremony. Rockefeller Center usually selects a Norway spruce as its holiday showstopper. Once the trees come down, the trunks are milled into 2x4 and 2x6 beams that are donated to Habitat. The wood of a Norway spruce is more flexible and durable than lumber for load-bearing walls, and therefore is ideal for blocking, the filling, spacing, joining, or reinforcing of frames, as well as for flooring, furniture, and cabinetry. Lumber from Rockefeller Center Christmas trees has been used to help build Habitat homes from New York to Mississippi. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.